back at it now. Now, I wanted to tell you that I wanted to take you down down memory lane. I did, and Rachel was playing hard to get there a few minutes ago. But you know what? I spoke to her during the break. We worked out our differences a little bit. And the reason I bring this to your attention, because this is MSNBC, Rachel Maddow. But it's not just Rachel Maddow. It's CNN. It's MSNBC. It's the New York Times. It's the Washington Post. You know, it's a host of papers across the country and a host of people on television, on radio, telling you that everything the government says is exactly right. Well, you don't know that. They don't know that. But they are so hopeful, these handmaidens for the Democrats, these handmaidens for socialists, they so want to believe it that somehow Joe Biden comes in and he's the man. He's on high, right? That they completely overpromise what's coming. And honestly, they didn't know. There wasn't enough time at that point to know. Oh, they'll do all of this. The one thing I can tell you for sure, a lot of people got really, really rich from the vaccines. That's 100%. The wealth enhancement has a 100% efficacy rate today and tomorrow and 6 months from now. Listen to this from Rachel Maddow. Go.
Now we know that the vaccines work well enough that the virus stops with every vaccinated person. A vaccinated person gets exposed to the virus. The virus does not infect them. The virus cannot then use that person to go anywhere else. It cannot use a vaccinated person as a host to go get more people. That means the vaccines will get us to the end of this.
Journalistic malpractice. Overpromising. Because at that point, that was March 29th, 2021. March 29th, 2021, Rachel Maddow made that declaration that if you're vaccinated, you can't get sick. We had already seen breakthrough infections at that point. There was already evidence that the vaccines were not 100% effective, and maybe significantly less. We talked about it right here on this program. Yet somehow, Rachel Maddow missed the memo or ignored it altogether. You choose, right? Did she miss it or did she ignore it? What do you think? Was it a calculated comment? Oh, it's done. No, Rachel, it's not. And here's, so maybe this is a question that I ask. And you tell me. If the virus was intentional, which millions and maybe billions of people believe, released by China intentionally, what was the goal? Some say, well, it's, you know, you read all sorts of things on the internet. It's depopulation. Okay. Well, if that's true, then the conservatives are going to be in a lot better shape when this is all done in America. Based on, you know, who's getting the virus and who's getting the vaccine and who's not. If the vaccine was meant to, you know, depopulate people, was it for that? Was it to transfer wealth to China because they knew it would somehow level the playing field and they had all sorts of gear like the PPE that was going to come from China to the United States and the rest of the world, by the way? Was that it? Maybe it was just simpler than that. Or maybe it's just a byproduct, a bonus to those that hate the United States. Maybe it was an effort to divide Americans even further. Because even if that was not the goal, it has certainly worked. Dividing families in a way we haven't seen since the United States Civil War. This is the viral Civil War. Vaccinated, unvaccinated. Masked, unmasked. In school, out of school. Remote learning, no remote learning. Put on your mask, shut your mouth. Oh, I'm sorry, that actually happened on a Delta flight. On its way to Atlanta, Georgia here recently. Ugly scene on the Delta flight. As a woman goes nuts on a guy who's sitting there eating, not wearing a mask. It goes on. Of course, somebody caught it on video. It was inevitable. She punches the guy in the face. before she's finally subdued by other passengers and crew members. But here's a taste of what's going on in America, the division that we have discovered. Listen to this. By the way, she did get arrested upon arrival in Atlanta. I don't know her name, don't care. The point is, it's the division between us. Here's another a study you need to know about. Heart inflammation cases emerge among 5 to 11-year-olds after getting the COVID-19 shot. Most patients with the inflammation felt better quickly after receiving medication and rest. Are you willing to risk a 5-year-old to getting medication and rest because somebody demanded, like her, that you get the vaccine? You see, so you have this division in America. And I'm telling you, we're divided in a way like we haven't seen since the Civil War. So then you ask, is it a byproduct or was it the intent? The pandemic to divide Americans into more tribal warfare, the tribalism, the separations, the divisions. Something to consider, isn't it? I mean, look at the way we're conducting ourselves, the comments that are made, the behavior, attacking a guy because he didn't have a mask on an airplane. He's eating. And she goes nuts. Put your mask on. She spit on him. She punched him. I mean, real class act. Heart inflammation, 5 to 11-year-olds. You need to see that. All right. I'm going to take a quick break, and I'll be right back. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Find out more at stevegruber.com. Stevegruber.com. Good to be back in the chair, by the way. It's been a while. Hope you had a great Christmas.